Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You're going to have this ability to now reframe.
Allow yourself time throughout the day to stress the fuck out.
The thoughts and the feelings and the behavior cycle can start changing.
Why is weight loss so hard? What does it take to lose your weight finally and forever? Does the Living Method work? Is it sustainable? What's the common denominator between people who are successful at losing their weight, people who are not, people who are successful at maintaining, people who are not? Those are all the things we are going to discuss with one of my favorite people, Dr. Professor Ruth Kane is joining me today. Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Ruth is fine. Dr. Professor is a bit over the top. Hi, Gina. Well, great to be here again.
I'm excited to have you. So, you know, many people who have done many rounds of the Living Method obviously know who you are. I talk about you a lot. There are a lot of new people, though, like we have with every group, who may not be familiar with you, although I do tend to talk a lot about you around here. So maybe let's do a quick introduction, Ruth, of who you are and maybe your experience with the Living Method.
Okay. I'm Ruth Kane. I've got a funny accent because I'm a Kiwi. I'm a New Zealander, been a professor at the University of Ottawa since 2006. I started the Living Method in 2019 after seeing a colleague walking across campus and thinking she looks different in some way, and she graciously let me know about Gina's program. I have to acknowledge, and I've told Gina this before, that I went onto the website and I thought, what is this skinny blonde streak of lightning going to teach me, dumpy 200-pound plus Ruth, about losing weight? So that was my first reaction. So I did three full groups and lost. The first one was a bit hit and miss. Or maybe the second, I can't quite remember, but I lost over 60 pounds from 216 to 150. And I found it quite remarkable. And to be honest, I found it quite easy in that it fit the program, the method just fitted into real life. And I was fascinated. You'll recall, Gina, you were hiring your first staff. You only had one staff member, I think, at the time, or two. And you were hiring people and you put out a call, and I wrote to you and Tony and said, I don't want to work with you at the moment, but I would love to research the program. Because what I saw in your approach, I'm a teacher educator, I'm an educator, I'm not a health researcher. I just couldn't believe that you kept a community of, at that time, gosh, probably only 3,000 members, you know, 3,000 members. But you kept them engaged for 12 weeks. And like, we teach 12-week semesters at university, and to have our students attend and be engaged for 12 weeks is considered quite remarkable. So, and we don't have that many students. So I was fascinated about how you built a community, first of all. But then, of course, over the years, I've become more interested in the weight loss, which, or the success and the health benefits that people seem to enjoy. And so it's coming up on 2 years ago that we won the SHRC grant to investigate the program. And so we've been running surveys, focus groups, and the weight loss. But as you know, we've sort of moved to a focus on maintenance, although we're still going to maintain the survey and the weight loss program. Yeah, so that's, so it's, It's a bit of an unusual situation because I'm a researcher, I'm a professor of education, but I'm researching something I'm really passionate about. So you have to be quite careful that you don't only listen to the data that tells you, yeah, it's great, you know, and you ignore all the other data. So it's, I'm very mindful of the fact that people could say, oh, yes, but you've been through it, so you're not going to listen to the negative data. But we do pay attention to everything, and I feed it back anonymously to you and Tony and your team to if there's advice or if there's anything that you need to attend to. So that's where we started.
Yeah, and I think it's important that you do work independently of what we do here at Weight Loss by Gina. And Ruth tells me the good, the bad, the ugly of all of our feedback. And I think we are both on a mission to really figure this out, to see how we can truly best support people. And Ruth has done probably hundreds of focus groups with our members. We've done so many surveys. She won't be doing the focus groups with our weight loss members this time around because she's busy doing that with our maintenance members right now. But the data collected is just as important. So on Monday, we're actually going to post a survey, and you'll have the opportunity to take part in giving us feedback about what you have learned, what you love, maybe what you don't like about the program. So if you can take time to fill out that on Monday, that would be amazing. Let's talk about, I mean, where should we go with this? Should we talk about what we've learned about the Living Method in general? Should we start with that?
So from the survey, just especially for members who this is their first time in the survey, and congratulations to you if you're still here in week 11, because that is one of the determinants of success. Mm. The survey shows very clearly. Now, bear in mind, we could have 10,000 members in a group or 20,000 members, and they don't all answer the survey, but we get very good response rates, and we would appreciate even greater response rates. So statistically, we get very good responses, response rates. But of course, the people filling out the survey are the people still there in week 12. So they're usually the more positive ones about this, about the program. But people, the evidence from the surveys consistently shows that there are a large number of people, a large percentage of people who answer the survey, it's up in the 90s, who lose weight. So that's the first thing. There is 80% of them lose what we call clinically significant weight loss. And clinically significant weight loss is 5% of your original body weight over 6 months. Now, the program is only 3 months, and the clinically significant is deliberately over 6 months because it's very, we all know that there's a lot of quick fix diets and you can dramatically lose weight by starving yourself or doing something wacky, stupid that we've all done. But the clinically significant is a measure over 6 months. And typically members who lose consistently clinically significant weight loss are those who, and this is sort of the cross tabulations we've done on the data that show that one element is significantly related to the other element. So checking in regularly every day or 3 or 4 times a week, listening to the check-in, the little Gina's check-in lives every morning. And those people who participate in the Facebook group regularly, every day, have a higher satisfaction rate with the program, which is not unexpected. However, you also have to recognize that there are people that never check into Facebook and still succeed. So their personality, their characteristics, what they need from the program, they find through the app, and that's it. They don't go to Facebook. They use the Livy AI. They check the 5-minute check-in every morning on the app. They may listen to the lives live, but they may not. They may listen to them only as recordings as they go for a walk or drive home in the afternoon. And so that's all checking in. It's all keeping yourself part of the wider community, even if you don't post questions and answer. And that's a strong, the highest determinant of whether you're going to be successful with your weight loss. It's consistently making this your new behavior every day, that you anchor your day. And a lot of people use that word. I anchor my day with Gina's check-in. I listen to that every day. And that's a real determinant. It's of how successful you are in the program. Yeah.
I love it. I mean, I kind of knew that. I mean, I did know that because you and I have had conversations about this. Now, Ruth, you've been to the, you know, in, you're not just keeping eyes on what we're doing here, but you did an e-presentation at the Canadian Obesity Summit last year. You are, you know, keeping your eye out for what's going on out there. What do you think makes the Living Method different than other diets that are out there?
I think I know what makes it different. It's finding the, and some of this, unfortunately, in the health professions research area, they're really interested in randomized controlled trials. And you can't do those on diets unless you lock people up in a hospital and you, which there have been some remarkable ones like that done. But what makes it different is every diet we've ever done, they tell you exactly what to eat or how many ounces, how many grams, how many points, how many calories, all that. And you do that for a number of weeks for a time, and then you stop, you've lost your weight, and then what? You go back to living the way you did that put on all your weight. So that's the sort of, I don't want to say the secret sauce or anything like that, but the thing that the members have told me over and over again in focus groups and what comes through the research is in this program, you learn about nourishing your body. You learn how to eat. There is so much knowledge available to you, and you take what you need when you're ready. And this is why evidence suggests from the surveys, etc., that the more programs that you do, the more likely you are to keep the weight off. I don't mean that you have to do programs forever. You don't. But to do one program and lose 20 pounds and not have learned all the strategies you need to go on with your life in a different relationship with food. Because we have to be honest with ourselves. Someone like myself who struggled with a weight all her life, went on yo-yo diets, paid a fortune to try and lose weight in the wackiest way possible. And I know a lot of members have done this.
Yeah.
We can't go back to that. Something we were doing in our life, and it's different for every one of us. We're individuals. Something we were doing over and over again, year after year, decade after decade, was leading to the weight gain, was leading to us being more overweight than we were comfortable with, whatever that weight is. And so the Livy method, if you take the time to learn the strategies, to learn how to re-listen to your body, because a lot of us have stopped that many, many years ago. And that is very, very difficult. As somebody who was in that position and talking to so many of your members, I always ask them when I was doing focus groups and the weight loss, what do you think of the four questions? Have you mastered them? And many, many people will not understand the four questions or be able to make them a habit until they've done three groups, four groups. And it's that will carry you through maintenance. It will carry you through the rest of your life knowing, oh, I'm satisfied. I can walk away. instead of just mindlessly eating. So it's more the mind stuff, Gina, that we need to pay attention to. And that's what makes this program different.
I love that you mentioned that because, as you know, we're winding down the current group and people are wondering, should I sign up again? You know, I even, or someone the other day said, am I brave enough to go on my own? I'm just like, it's not about being brave enough to do it on your own, or you should know this already, or you could do it on your own. It's really putting that time in. There's such a benefit to showing up every day, focusing on yourself and putting that time in. Like you can lose the weight physically, but what we've learned is it doesn't mean that you are done mentally doing the work that you're going to need to do or work through the things that you need to do in order to be able to sustain and maintain your weight. That was a huge, huge thing for me when you mentioned that originally, that it wasn't really like, it's not how little or how much you have to lose that, you know, dictates, are you going to be successful in maintenance? It's the time that you've put into working on the habits that are going to sustain the new lifestyle. I've never asked you this, but you know, you went to the obesity summit. You've been studying the Livy method. You got a sense of what's going on in the diet industry right now. Where do you think the Livy method fits? Like, where does it fit?
I don't quite understand where it fits.
Where do you, like, with what's going on in the diet industry, weight loss medications, all the other diets that are out there, maybe this, how would you differentiate the Livy method from any other diet?
I think it's the only approach to weight loss that I have tried myself and that I've ever heard of, which is healthy, which is good for your body rather than bad for your body. Because I grew up, I'm 67 next month. I grew up I remember I had injections at one stage when I was at university. What was that? It was banned. It was actually speed or something they were injecting. Like, give me a break. I've had cabbage soup. I've had this. I've had that. Like, none of those are good for your body. Low fat diets are bad for your body. Like, low carb, all of them. This is the only approach to losing weight that actually nourishes your body, that actually, and what I've said to you before, and to reassure the members, that there's a lot of what is in the Livy method that science is just in the last decade catching up with and saying, well, yeah, you should do this, you shouldn't do that. Like, it was low fat for a while, and now it's very, very clear that all those low fat foods that we used to eat, and for a lot of us, it's very, very difficult to make the change and buy a full fat yogurt off the shelf rather than a low fat yogurt. And those low fat yogurts, it's been demonstrated now, are so full of chemical fillers and gums and sugars. And everything, and those things drive your appetite. So I think the Livy method is the only healthy approach to losing weight. And to reassure members, if some of you are a little bit discouraged because you hear other members say they lost 30 pounds or they lost 40 pounds, and Kelly was on the other day as your special guest, and I forget how much she had lost. The average weight loss on the Livy method is 12 pounds a session. So it's, and every survey we do, we get the same figure, 11 point something, 12 point something. So it's a pound a week. That is so healthy. Even the Heart Foundation will tell you, Diabetes Canada will tell you, a pound a week is excellent. And so when you see colleagues or members losing 20 or 30 pounds, just remember they have that to lose and you may not. And to lose 30 pounds one session means the next session they'll probably lose 10, because their body has to adjust and you've got to even that out. And losing a pound a week I mean, imagine that. That's 52 pounds a year, isn't it? 52 yep. weeks. God, I got myself a bit worried there. Yeah, so slow and steady is the way. Like, I was reading an article by an Australian health researcher or diet researcher recently, and he's advocating for this crazy, I sort of understand what he's trying to do, but he wants his clients to lose weight and then he deliberately plateaus them for so many weeks and then lose weight. But again, every other diet is manipulating your body. And maybe this is the difference, Gina. The Livy method asks you to listen to your body, because my body is different to yours, is different from Tony's, is different from Sonia's, from everybody. And we're going to respond differently to your tweaks. So our job as a member, it is like a course. It is like taking a university course, is to pay attention and listen. Because when you go on to finally and forever, it's you and your body that have got to do it. It's not Gina. It's not Kim. It's not others within the group. It's you. So while you've got the community around you like a big blanket, pay attention to your body, ask all the questions you need, and learn. And it takes time. It takes time.
I love that you mentioned that, because people will be like, I only lost, you know, week five, I've only lost 5 pounds. That's amazing. You know, week 10, I've only lost 10 pounds. That's amazing. You know, and to your point, we've heard so many people who don't even lose any in their first program because it takes their body time to adjust to the changes. And then they go and lose 30 pounds their next program. Or some people lose 30 pounds their first program and maybe 5 pounds their second program. And everybody is different. Some people lose 10 in their first group and 20 or 30 in their second group. Everyone is different. I love that. Listen to your body. We're not trying to manipulate it, control it, moderate it. We're trying to get in tune to it. And I love the Livy method because it systematically, you know, lays out everything for you to do to help your body specifically focus on fat loss and highlight and bring up all the things that you need to work through. Okay. So I want to transition and talk about maintenance then. But before I do, we talked about the common denominator of people who are successful with the Livy method. What is the common denominator of people who aren't successful? Why are people not successful with the Livy method? Let's talk about that.
I think the reason they're not successful is there's lots of reasons. They're all individuals. Life happens, for one. Yeah. Life happens. But there have been a handful of people I've interviewed or I've talked to in the focus group who say they're doing everything and their body's not moving. And they really look to me to give them the answers, but I don't know. Like, I'm not a doctor apart from getting your blood work regularly so you can see the internal changes that might be happening, even if you can't see external changes on the scale. I think that people, you know, I don't see if people are following the Livy method as it's laid out for them, unless for some reason, well, even that wouldn't work. I was going to say unless they're eating enormous portions, but even that wouldn't work, because if they're following it and they learn how what being satisfied means, their portions will be right for them. So I think they don't put in the time. I think they don't put in the time. I think we're conditioned. And I think for most people, they're super, super stressed. Like, we go through life, young mums, people who hold down a job, have children. I think from the research, and this is not the Livy method research, but from the nutrition research worldwide, what's driving, and it's quite well known, but it's difficult to do anything about it. What drives the overweight and the need to lose weight is processed food, ultra processed food, not just processed food, because milk is processed and yogurt is processed, but ultra processed foods. And unfortunately, ultra processed foods are incredibly efficient for people. They're cheap, they're easy to buy, they're accessible, they're easy for mum or dad to throw together a meal for children, for the family. They're easy to grab on the way to sports practice or on dropping your kid off for music lessons or what have you.
Yeah, sure.
And that is what's full of chemicals. That is what's got no nutrition in it, very little nutrition. And unfortunately, there is very little regulation in North America on how foods are labeled. So you can walk down a cereal aisle, which you should never ever walk down again in a supermarket, and they all proclaim to have added fiber, you know, added vitamins, healthy. It's all lies, really. It's most cereals, most commercially made cereals are full of sugar. They're very, very bad for you. They've got lots of additives and what have you. And the original grain that they may have been made of has been so ground down and reformatted that your body just absorbs it so quickly and doesn't have to do any work. Whereas if you took the original grain and you ate that, your body would have to break down the fibers and everything, and it would take time for it to be absorbed. And by the time you've finished all that hard work of breaking it down, chewing, swallowing, you'd recognize you were satisfied before eating your third bowl of cereal, because you can almost drink the cereal. It's very clever what they've done, but it's caused a lot of problems.
Well, that's one thing we don't talk a lot about is the environments that we live in and we're raised in, especially when it comes to food. Someone asked me yesterday, or I saw their comments from the live yesterday about, well, what about food addiction? And you and I know from when we were at the obesity conference, the people would not admit to food addiction. They're like, we cannot say that food addiction is a real thing. But of course, you know, I do believe that there are all types of addictions. Maybe it's different than alcohol and drugs, you know, but, and people feel like they're addicted. But what is true about it is that they are manipulating our foods to make it very difficult for us to just have that one bite. There are food scientists who are trying to figure out how can they get you to, and marketers, how can they get you to buy the food, get you to eat the food, and then make it in a way that causes you to eat more of it than you need and continually want more of it. So, I mean, yeah. That's a massive beast. That's a massive beast. But I love that you highlighted that, because we don't factor that in.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One thing I mentioned to you last time, which you don't talk about much, but which the Livy method makes people do, is we increase our fiber intake Apparently 95% of North Americans don't eat enough fiber. And it's because of processed foods, because processed foods are really broken down and the fiber's really broken down. And so by asking us or telling us vegetables, leafy greens, whole foods, whole grains, you're increasing our fiber content, which slows down the rate at which the food is converted to glucose into your bloodstream. So it dampens the sugar spikes, the glucose spikes. It dampens them down and evens them out. It makes you feel full, because everything's slowed down, you recognize when you've had enough or are satisfied. Whereas the study's done, and you're correct, industry pays a lot of very, very smart people a lot of money to develop foods and they test them on people, they test them, they bring people into their industry places and feed them all different bowls of cereal to find out which one do they go back for a second bowl. And that's the one they put on the shelves because that's the one that people will buy and they'll buy more of. And it's just a business model and it's not right or wrong. It just is. And so what we have to understand is how to read labels to avoid additives and fillers. And like I showed your staff when I did a session with them, the back of the pack label of a natural yogurt is milk and bacteria culture, full stop. The back of the pack label of the same brand of low-fat yogurt has 18 ingredients because they take all the goodness out, the fat, and they have to fill it to make it feel the same in your mouth. And so I guess it's just being mindful. I guess our grandparents didn't have to because they didn't have ultra-processed foods. They had natural foods. So that's what I mean about the Livy method can carry you through life if you pay attention to what you learn and if you unlearn things. And the people who have successfully maintained their weight loss have done that. And they can say that very clearly to me when I talk to them. I eat differently than I used to. I have a different relationship with food. And you know the amazing thing, and this is what's ahead for your members who are in the weight loss group. This is what is ahead if you do take the time and you invest the time in yourself and in the learning. What's ahead for you is that the members who have maintained their weight, who I spoke to, who have maintained their weight for over 2 years, their weight loss, and there was only a small group of the focus groups that were over the two-year mark, they said to me, it's got nothing to do with my weight anymore. That's not a factor. They eat the way they eat because it feels good. Because they feel healthier, because they have more energy, because it just feels good to feel this way. And so it's not the way once you get through to that stage. And that's a great thing to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that because you're right. There are, and I love that because there are so many people here and they're focused on losing weight, obviously. Yep. And you got to do that first. That's step one in the Livy method is lose your weight, then solidify, maintain, and then live your life the Livy way. Mindfully move on and live your life. So what have you learned about maintenance then? Specifically, you know, obviously we want to prove that the Livy method not only works for weight loss. We've done that. Would you agree that we've proved that Livy method works?
To members who may have been looking forward to perhaps doing focus groups and the weight loss group, and the reason I'm not doing them anymore is because in a way, like the surveys are important because we've got to maintain that data and people's stories are important, and I'm sorry, but I just don't have the time. But it's not like you lose weight in the Living Method, but you lose weight on many, many diets. And that's what the Obesity Summit told us. They said, this is very interesting. Come back in 2 years when you can prove that people keep their weight off. And we said, okay, we'll be back, and we will be. And so you can lose weight, because many of your members have, many of us have lost weight. We've put it back on, but we've lost weight. So how you maintain your weight loss is by taking what you've learned in the Livy Method into your life. Into your life. And what you're doing this week and next week, in the, it's personalizing the plan, isn't it? That is a practice. It's just 2 weeks, 4 weeks if you're coming into the next program. It's how can I live my life with all the busyness, or with the grandchildren or the children or whatever, how can I make this Livy Method work for me in a run-of-the-mill week, an ordinary week? How can I make choices that help me get to where I'm going? And in this case, for those of you in the weight loss group, it's still losing your weight. In the maintenance group, personalizing the plan is, how can I make choices? This is from your members who have done this. How can I make choices that keep me getting up every day feeling this good? And that means maintaining some of the practices, or whatever suits you, whatever was a good fit for your body from the Livy Method into the rest of your life. If that's drinking lots of water, that's drinking lots of water. If it's eating protein for breakfast, making sure you have lots of leafy greens, making sure you have lots of veggies and fiber, making sure you get some protein in, eating nuts in the afternoon. If that works for you, that works for you. But all of those strategies, without the weekly tweaks like feeding the metabolism or doubling down and cutting your meal in half and eating half later, the tweaks don't go into the rest of your life, but the principles you've learned do. And that's eating till you're satisfied, not till you're full. So those things continue through your life, and you choose them. You're not on a diet anymore. People tell me they choose them because it feels good, and they look in the fridge and they choose leafy greens, not because Gina told them they had to. It's because, well, when I eat, I don't know whether I can ever associate how I feel with leafy greens, but when I eat well, I feel well. So that's why they do it. And so it's what you learn carries you through maintenance. Why are you laughing, Gina?
It's dissociating the leafy greens. I know what you mean. Yeah. But yes, yeah. It feels good to feel good. So the maintenance group, and you know, I've spoken to this a lot. Like, I was really surprised. Like, I didn't think anyone needed a maintenance group. And now I'm working on an actual maintenance program where I'm going to actually make a structured maintenance program to help people guide through that. But I didn't think, I've learned so much. What's the biggest thing that you have learned through all the research and focus groups and everything that you've done?
Oh, I think it's easy for me to now to tell you the biggest thing, because like I lost my weight a couple of years ago. It was 2021 when I got to 150 pounds and I'm higher than that now. Like the last couple of months, the last 6 months have been pretty stressful in my life. Stress is huge. Stress is huge. Like I've gone up, I had no problem keeping up within 5 pounds for a couple of years. And just in the last 6 months, it's gone up sort of at 8 pounds or something. But I've recognized it and I'm getting it back down just by going back on track, basically, for a week or so. But stress is huge. Sleep is massive. Something I never realized. I thought I was incredibly virtuous by carrying on my life with 6-7 hours sleep. So those two things are big, and they're big from your members too. But I think for people like myself who've been yo-yo dieters, have really struggled with their weight, and like I'm 67, so for 40, 50 years have struggled with their weight, 60 years, 50 years, that you have to eat to lose weight. Like that to me is mind-blowing, that I eat more now than I ever did when I was struggling with my weight. I eat more regularly, so every few hours. For the first time in probably 3 decades, I can say, and I did yesterday to my partner Marcel, I said, we need to stop somewhere. We were out buying showers and baths for our new bathroom. I need to eat. I have never known when I had to eat before. I said, I need to have something. I forgot to pack some nuts. There's an IGA. Stop. I'm going to rush in and get some almonds. You know, it was 3 or 4 in the afternoon. It was longer than I thought we'd be away. I would never have recognized that in the past. I would never have recognized that feeling in my body previously. I'd have just said, no, I can tough it out. I don't need to eat. I can go all day without eating, sort of thing. So the mere fact that I've learned that in order to be healthy and keep my weight off and lose weight is I need to eat regularly. And some of your members in maintenance that have struggled to maintain their weight, one or two of them in the focus group have said what clicked for them when they were putting on a few pounds was that they had fallen back into going 5-6 hours without food. They'd fallen back into that habit. And so they stopped themselves. They, checked themselves before they wrecked themselves, started eating more regularly.
Yeah. You have to be healthy to lose weight, not lose weight to be healthy. And yeah, it's the same.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's the same with maintaining your weight. Yeah, that's why I love it. So out of that conversation that we had with you a couple of weeks ago in the maintenance group, you know, we already talked about this too. It's about you're not just lose your weight and off you go. You're taking what you've learned and you're living the Livy way is what we came up with. Or mindfully living, right? There's losing, there's solidifying, there's maintaining, and there's mindfully living your life, right?
Yeah.
What is next, Ruth, for the Livy method? What do you think? What's next for us?
I mean, bearing in mind, you asked me before about the diet industry and the sort of conversations around Ozempic and all these other things. Like, I find that quite sad that we have drugs. I know that they're necessary for some people. I know that people may need to lose weight very quickly in order to have surgery, in order to save their lives or give them a life that they're comfortable living. And I understand that. And I heaps of respect for people who take the very difficult decision to use Ozempic or to have surgeries for weight loss, because I know it's a difficult decision. People don't allow people to do surgery on their bodies lightly. But I think it's very sad that we've come to that, that when we watch little children who are offered real food, not highly processed food, that they know when to stop eating. They know when they've had enough. They know when they fancy a cookie or they don't fancy a cookie. Like it's something that we've unlearned how to be connected to our bodies and how to feed our bodies the way we need to. And it's been a massive social experiment, basically, and it's never going to stop. Industry will never, there'll never be standards brought in that stop industry processing food. It just can't. It's too far now. So it is an individual decision. And for those of you with children, I feel for you, because it's much easier to give their, to give, to draw on the processed food. It's just being mindful of what's in what foods and trying to plan how, and it, you know, I do feel for you, but I feel it's sad that we've done that as a species or as a society, because it's much, much worse in North America than it is in Europe. If you go to poorer countries, should I say, or less, like Portugal, their consumption of processed, ultra-processed food is about 10%, whereas 10% of a person's food intake is about ultra-processed food, whereas in North America, it's something like 80%. So it's very different in Europe. They've got stricter rules in Europe.
They do, but they're catching up to where we are. I remember back in the day, someone even wrote a book about being like Paris skinny. When I was young, I remember people talking about Europeans and how they were so skinny, how to be like a European woman, you know, besides smoking cigarettes or, you know, whatever. Generalize like that. That's really interesting, because the diet, this is where the diet industry has really perpetuated that disconnection, right? Yeah. So you add our environment, the foods available to us, people trying to, you know, stuff processed foods down our throats and get us, you know, somewhat, for lack of a better word, addicted to them, or living with the convenience of them. And then you add dieting to that, where you are purposely starving yourself, depriving yourself, you know, neglecting yourself, berating yourself, not eating when you're hungry, not sleeping when you're tired, not drinking when you're thirsty. Even water, we were told, like 8-10 glasses of water, that's it. That's all you need. Yeah. To barely survive, you know? So it makes sense that here we are in this place, and you're right. It's not like we're going to go back and rewind it. You know, and hopefully my hope for the Living Method is to see a decline in obesity rates. But I've also talked to enough parents who are looking to lose weight themselves, but also concerned about the impact on their children. And that's what I do love about the Living Method. It is for adults. You know, I definitely don't want to get in there and start, you know, suggesting that children should be doing the program. But what they can learn from you, by you being in tune to your body's needs, by you taking time to eat nutrient-rich whole foods, by, you know, you making the choices that you can make to be as healthy as possible, they will see that without you counting and weighing and measuring and talking about how, oh, I ate that, so now I have to exercise, or oh, I hate that, so I'm not eating today, you know, all that kind of diet dialogue. I hope that there's hope for us, that with the impact that we can make and the impact that people are going to make on, like, look at their family. Like, what's amazing about the Living Method is that it's not just one person who does it. It's that person who tells their friend, that family member, that, you know, it really, I think, I do. Do you really think, are we helping anybody here?
You're changing people's lives. Like Kelly said that in her Spill the Tea the other day. I mean, she'd lost weight successfully on another program. I think it was Beach Babes or Beach Bodies or something. Yeah. But that, she was told, eat this blue, I didn't quite understand, but a blue box, a green box, you can't live your life like that. You have to learn what your body needs and be able to recognize that while you were on the Livy Method, if you were following the Livy Method for weight loss, and if you really reflect on it, you were eating mainly real food. You weren't eating a lot of reconstituted foods. Like if you take a food like Pringles, the chip, Pringles, is it a potato chip? Potato chip. It's got very little potato in it, by the way. That is made by, you know, those perfectly formed little chips. They're made out of a batter. So it's like a pancake batter. They make a pancake batter. And so if you're addicted to something like Pringles, you just need to roll a whole lot of Pringles under a rolling pin. So they're very, very fine. And taste them, and you'll think, oh, yeah, that tastes like Pringles all mashed up. Then add some water and take a teaspoon of it, and it tastes like a chemical slurry. So it originally was a batter made of all these different ingredients, and now it's shaped to look like a potato chip, but it's not a potato chip. Like, it's not.
Apparently, and this is new to me too, because I've got fooled too. I love, you guys know I love my chippies. I love my chippies. And Pringles are awesome and they taste amazing, but they're not even allowed to call themselves a chip anymore, I heard, as of recently.
They're not.
A potato chip.
It's made out of a batter, like a pancake batter. And they've just fine-tuned the taste that it does a zing in your taste buds and you like it. But I swear you'll never eat another one if you mix it with water.
I saw there's a company, I won't say which one, where I bet you can't just eat one chip. And I saw the commercial during the Super Bowl, I think, where they literally invited a bunch of people in and they had chips and they were going to give $1 million to whoever could just eat one chip or like one kind of chip. And nobody won. And of course, and they knew they had this in the bag because they've been studying and they knew 100% that people weren't just going to eat one chip. They knew there's no way people are just going to eat one chip to the point they gave $1 million. Okay, Ruth, I adore you. You're one of my favorite people. Not just because you are a fan of the Livy Method and you are studying and researching it, but you are really honest and real about it. And I've learned so much from you. You know the questions to ask. So everyone, please fill out the survey at the end of the program. If you want to be a part of changing the diet industry, fill out that survey. It's really going to help. It's also going to help us help you to figure out how to best support you, what you love, what you would like to see us do, maybe what you didn't like. If you are listening to this now or watching it and you haven't been following along, or you think I'm horse shit, or, you know, it's not working for you, we still want to hear from you. We love you. We still want to hear from you. So please take time to fill that out. Ruth, I'm going to give you final words to our members today.
Okay. Be kind to yourself. Take the time it needs to work through the Livy Method. It may take multiple programs depending on how much weight you've got to lose. If you can afford it, and it is one of the most affordable programs, or the most affordable, take the time you need, because we do need to change the habits that got us to a space where we weren't happy. So we do need to build new habits, and we do need to learn how to connect with the body and how to feed our body. And because you're taking this body on past the Livy Method, and that's what you want to keep healthy. And from the members I speak to in maintenance, it's the knowledge they learned in the program that they've applied to their life after the program. So learn as much as you can and lean in on the community. The community is huge, and sort of let it carry you forward when it's difficult, because you will have crappy days. That's life. That's life. And somehow I think in your maintenance program, Gina, we have to find ways of dealing with stress, because I think it throws people off. It creeps up on them. You know, you've had years. Last year was extremely stressful for you. And it throws you off. You have to have strategies to be kind to yourself during stress.
Yeah.
But don't worry about that if you're in the weight loss group. Just focus on your weight. That's for the later. We'll deal with that later. Okay. I know Gina wants to go.
I don't. I could talk to you all day. Thanks, everyone. I know we'll be talking. We'll be chatting. Ruth and I get together quite often to talk about everything that she's learning. Thanks, everyone who's taking the time to join us live today watching. Thanks, everyone who is listening by way of our podcast. This is going to be available as a podcast. I highly suggest that you share with anyone you know who's doing a diet, because beyond just the Livy Method, people need to know what it takes to really lose their weight in a healthy, sustainable way. And we really want everyone to know, because we want everyone to be successful. We want everyone to move on past their weight loss journey at some point and get on with just living their lives. Thank you, Ruth. Thanks to everyone joining us today. Until next time. Thanks.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.